so much happening right now in his life. And Shu, would you come with your courage, because your life is just filled with it, and come introduce yourself and tell us and share more of some of Beanie magic in your world. Shu?
Good morning, everybody. What a blessing. I get choked up just thinking about it, Tony. I guess I'm a crybaby. But I probably wouldn't be here had it not been for my parents back in the day in grade school, having all of us kids on some kind of nutrition. And I was so young, I thought, I guess that's what you got to do the rest of your life. Besides eating, you got to put some supplements in there. And whatever was in those supplements, they were chalky. There was no covering on them. You had your choice of chocolate or vanilla. But I got to tell you, nobody could keep up with me and my brothers in high school. We did very well in college. And that started down the road to nutrition, I guess. So I never did stop looking. And it's just led me to where I'm at today. And to other Tony there that's going to have a meeting, and she was worried about what was going to happen there, positive or negative. You can't do any wrong with Avini. You can't say anything wrong. This company was put together so perfect, and it's just for you and me. Do you notice every time one of the owners say something, you and I seem to benefit? Every time they bring up anything, it's all for you and me. And I've been so blessed to be a part of this. It saved my life several times with PTSD. I've had my cars up to 190 miles an hour and just thought about, maybe this is a good day. And thanks to Robin and Marcy and Chip and our products, it just has totally leveled my life out. And how can you not tell somebody? Not just that story. How about the story I was fortunate enough to hear one day on local TV? They were interviewing a girl. No idea who she was, where she lived, or nothing, but she had some bad cells. I really don't know why they were interviewing her, and I didn't catch much information. So I called my wife afterwards. She was out of town, and I says, honey, is there any way you can jump onto this local TV and find this girl? She's got some bad cells. Well, my wife's quite a searcher on the internet. She found that girl. She lived north of Spokane, about 30, 40 miles. Has her own coffee shop called Coffee Coma. I was there the next day. She had time enough to step out. We sat down outside. I had Marcy on the phone with me, and that probably took 10 minutes. And she says, can I borrow your phone? Sure. She walked back in, got her credit card, ordered up her pack. 2 months later, she has a clean bill of health. And the stories just keep going. Another good story that has always been close to me is three of us were raised in Montana. Danielle, Jody, who some of you know, she shared her testimony last week on Robin's call. And Danielle texts and says, Shu, Jody's in trouble, and I think you can help her more than me. So we got a hold of Jody. She got her pack. 2 days later, she showed up in Dallas, totally new person. Since then, she's got a clean bill of health. And then Jody wants me to do a three-way phone call with a friend of hers that wants to get in, but he's changing jobs, so he couldn't quite do it then. And that guy, Steven, says, I can't get in right now, but you guys need to call Tina in Great Falls, Montana. So I hung up the phone. I'm sitting there, oh, boy, I've worked in Montana. I've worked in Great Falls. How do I get a hold of somebody there? I know. We got our own dictionary and our own phone book. So I got into the inner circle. I says, is anybody in Great Falls, Montana? Judy pops up. And God bless Judy. She had everything that Tina needed and had it at her house that evening. Now, what's important here is Tina was in a wheelchair. This was in the first week of December. Her doctor said, Tina, you won't make it to Christmas. Do you see how important this family is? This family did this. I didn't do this. The family did this. Tina's still here. She's out of the wheelchair. She's back to work. And yes, she still has some issues. But it's way past Christmas, you guys. I don't know if you realize what we have a hold of. I'm not sure I do. It's been so much fun just to step out your door every morning. My wife says, where are you going today? And I said, I have no idea. I'm just going to go talk to somebody. Somebody's going to be lucky today. And I take off to go to a body shop. I might know somebody, or maybe I'll stop in at Starbucks or somewhere just to see if I can get in amongst some people talking. That's all it takes. Go to the grocery store. I used to go to the grocery store and get a cart and throw some products in there that I wasn't planning on really buying. I'll go get in line. This is before they had checkout, automatic checkouts. So I'd ask somebody behind me, how do you cook that roast? And by the time I got to the end of the line, I had their name, phone number, and email. It's so easy. At the gas station a couple of weeks ago, a gal pulls up, starts taking pictures of one of my hot rods. A few minutes later, I'm in her car, trying to find out she has a husband with issues. She's had 7 back surgeries. So she bought a Cell Defender and a Plus Relief spray. She's got a 3-month supply of hydrocodones. 1 day later, you guys, she says, I didn't have to take any pills today. Is that huge or what? I mean, that's who we are. That's what we do. You never know where it's going to be. You can't say anything wrong, can you?
Shu, you can't. You can't. Oh, my gosh. You are a walking miracle maker. You are amazing. The energy just exudes out of you.
It can go on and on. It's just so many of those. I did a cold call with Kelly one time. She was my target. We didn't know each other. I just called her out of the blue. She says, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at 10. She didn't know who she was talking to. A little while later, her daughter ends up in ICU. She's a doctor. She's strapped to the bed. They don't know what's wrong with her. And it wasn't looking real good, you guys. So I called Chip. Because in ICU, you don't get to bring nothing in there. You're all dressed in zoot suits. You look like some zombie with all the clothes on. Can't recognize one another. Chip says, do this and do this. We did that and we did that where we weren't supposed to. She's still here today because of what Chip helped. And Kelly, she's on fire. A month later, she signed up 9 people.
Oh, my goodness.
She's changing lives. And I never knew this girl. Never met her before. Had no idea who she was. Yeah.
There was a sign in the street yesterday. I was just enjoying downtown with a friend, and it was so beautiful. It said, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. And you just made the most incredible friend, a lifetime friend.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Tony, I appreciate you. You just did a 3-way call Saturday for me with a gal that walked up to our booth and starts talking about this black mold stuff. And I didn't know anybody better. I called you out of the blue. I didn't give you any notice. But you know what? You took the phone call. That's what people do in this business. They take the phone calls. I tell people, all you got to do is show up. That's all you got to do. Just show up. Magic will happen automatically because this company is all about magic. It just is, you guys. Just please join us. Please share.
Shu, thank you. You know I'm bringing you back because you've got 100 more in your pocket and 1,000 more to come. And so that white hair isn't really white hair. I think it's a halo, and you earned it. So, thank you so much, Shu. for being here today. I so appreciate you. And we love Robin's team, everyone on Robin's team. You are just, you know, there are rays that come out of the sun, and you are just one of those bright rays of sunshine that come out. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you, hon. All right. All right. And in Grand Junction, Colorado, we're going to round out this call with Kathy Rossman. She's also a genie. She's walking around with a genie in her bottle, and she's doing the shoe act. She's talking to people and planting seeds, and miracles are happening. So, Kathy Rossman, sweetheart.
All right. Wonderful. And after listening to everyone's stories today, I'm sorry, but I'm a blubbering idiot. I'm ready to share another miracle, and that's why I am so grateful and excited today. So the miracle I would like to share happened to a young woman who is in her 40s who lives here. She's a very close friend of one of my daughters. For privacy today, I'm just going to call her B. I had no idea what was going on in B's life until this past January, when my daughter told me that B had been scheduled for surgery to remove a growth of wild cells on her ovary, but the surgery had been canceled because surgery or insurance would not cover for it. Her backstory is that in the summer of last year, B had a significant pain in her side that turned out to be wild cell growth on her ovary. The doctors highly recommended surgery to remove this area, and they were going to take biopsies so they could conclusively identify the cells. And then if during the surgery they felt necessary, they would have removed all of her reproductive parts. B wasn't ready to give up her parts, because she was still praying that she might be able to get pregnant. Plus, she and her husband did not have insurance to cover at the time. So they waited, they trusted, and they prayed. They were able to obtain insurance starting in January of this year, and the surgery was scheduled for the end of the month. But then, again, just the day before that scheduled surgery, the insurance coverage was not going to be applicable, so they had to cancel the surgery. That's when I learned about B's situation. And I asked my daughter if B would be willing to let me share our Cell Defender and Immunity with her. My daughter sent B a text and said, "My mom was wondering if she could give you something that might help you." So B answered immediately and asked my daughter what it was. My daughter sent a picture of our Cell Defender bottle and said, "I've been using these drops for a little while, and my own problems with my monthly cycles of pain, frequency, and irregularity are all so much better now." The funny thing is that my daughter had never even told me that she was having such great results with a Cell Defender. So B read that information that was on the bottle, and in this information she saw these, there were four things, but I'm just going to tell you again. The three: our Cell Defender safely removes toxins and heavy metals, supports a healthy immune system, and helps balance pH levels in the body. B knew that she needed all of this and said she wanted to try it. I brought the Cell Defender and Immunity, went over to her house, and met up with B. And I was also surprised to see that she had invited her parents to learn about it as well. They were all very much aware that B had a great potential for the worst case scenario because of their family history. Her sister had passed away a number of years ago with wild cell growth in her brain, and her parents, both parents, had survived their own issues with wild soil growth. That first meeting took place about 8 weeks ago. B has faithfully taken Cell Defender and the Z-Immunity mushrooms, and she, her family, and all of her friends have also faithfully prayed for her. They were finally able to get coverage for more testing and scans and to get the surgery scheduled. So the surgery was scheduled for this next month. Last week, B told my daughter that the recent scan results showed absolutely no sign of any wild cell growth. So surgery is off the table. B had even said to my daughter that, oh, they haven't done the MRI yet. Maybe I'll just let them do it for fun. So B said to Bethany, B said to my daughter, without a doubt, it was God and the drops. So I am so grateful to be able to share hope and to be a witness to these miracles. Thank you, Tony, for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you again for sharing and sharing to others. And so you're racking up quite a family of people who can look to you and just say thank you. Everyone remembers Ace, and now we add B to the list, and it's growing. And guys, this day is for testimonials, and there's so much more to our company. There's so much more. I know everyone on this call knows that, but we're here to just extract the goosebump payments that we get from being a part of Avini. So to all of the callers, thank you so much. And hopefully we have Chip.
Good morning. I'm awake at the controls in Nebraska. And of course, I was listening and writing. And all we need is one miracle per phone call, one miracle per outreach. Strangely enough, we seem to get more than our share, don't we? But all these circumstances that we've just talked about, that one, part of what Marcy's story was. I remember the doctors trying to warn Mars to take the follow-up treatments, the standard of care, and they said this is one of the worst ones. Even following a surgery, it always comes back. If you don't take those treatments, you've wasted my surgery. I mean, powerful statements like that. And it's so interesting in the story that Kathy told about B. I mean, it was almost like she was shielded from above by a lack of income or a lack of ability to afford the surgery, and it still turned out well. That doesn't mean that everybody shouldn't do it, but in that case, that's just the way it went. So Rick always says, do the medical and the natural together. If you make a choice to do it, just the natural, and hold the medical in reserve in case you need it later. But the scans, the diagnostics, I always say, what do we get for our medical dollars in the United States? And I do think we get great diagnostics. We know what went wrong, where it is, what it's doing. I always set out as a goal, we want the same people that told you were ill by the same test and evaluations to tell you are okay again. And we've heard that throughout the calls this morning. Amazing, amazing stuff. Now we're over to Shu's page. Shu, quite a character. He just outright says a bunch of stuff sometimes, and today he didn't quite say it, but he said, had PTSD, hopped in my car, was going 190 miles an hour, just kind of testing fate, you know, flirting with disaster. Interesting thing about Shu, I knew Shu a long time, and I'm getting to know him a lot better now. I mean, I've known him for years, but as we get deeper and deeper, we really do get to know each other well, right? In Avini, because we work on the most serious, real things in life together, and you begin to pick up interesting things. So probably that hot rod was a homemade hot rod, and a homemade hot rod for him is way cool. You know, obviously, if anything that goes 190 had to be really something, but he was flirting with just checking out of the planet, And when he starts his testimony with high emotion, and he's compelled to reach out to other people. I love it that his parents gave him a great start. They were thinking healthy and nutrition when they were little kids, and he and his brother just were high-performance people all the way through high school. That was pretty cool. And then the little shreds of information that Shu follows all the way to their source, I heard of a person, I saw something on TV, somebody told me about somebody, you know, in Great Falls, Montana, and I called to see if there was anybody out there. I mean, he'll take the least little thing that he feels it's kind of like a calling for him, like, okay, apparently it's me that's supposed to do this because nobody knows anything about it except me, and all I know is that there's a trouble there. And he just dives in. And then the next thing you know, he's on the phone with Tony or me or somebody and said, okay, and he's already made a friend. They're welcoming to hear the information, and we just take a couple of minutes and hand it back to Shu, and it works so, so beautifully. Great that he had, you know, Kelly's story in there, Jody's story in there. When we went to Las Vegas, those two girls came with him, or I'm sorry, Dallas, Las Vegas this time. Had met both of them quite recently, and now they're, you know, like really, really super important, well-known members of the Avini family. In some ways I worry that the fabric of society, the fabric of families is no longer being knit. But in Avini, the fabric of this society is definitely being knit. You know, it's not being missed. The opportunity to reach out and help and become close to someone important to be of great value is being knit here. Tale of Two Tonys. Oh, my goodness. Well, you can tell they're both extra special, and they're very interesting. They're both hard workers. Tony Abeda has all kinds of health credentials behind her name. Tony Goddard is just a going concern with Airbnb that reach out to lots of people and is, once again, someone very, very likely to do a three-way call. And I got a kick out of just some of the story when she said this lung thing for the guy was alarming, and that it shrunk was alarming as well. And his friend, who hadn't listened and was near the end, hadn't been, well, exactly interested or didn't think it was possible. And all of a sudden he heard that, and now I'm interested. And the guy also became more diligent. So the product held up its end of the stick. The product got Harley more interested because he started to see a benefit. Harley's results led to his friend being willing to be interested now. I thought those kind of things are gigantic. And, oh, Diane, thank you so much for just being Diane. I think, you know, I want to go to the animal place and be one of the creatures that Diane comes and takes care of. What a wonderful Avini person, RV person. I used to joke when Marcy and I had the RV place. Marcy was great at selling them. I was great at fixing them. But you give us one to go play with, hit the road and travel with, and then we're really good. So it's a little bit of test of your Avini thing. You know, if you're in an RV business and then all of a sudden you have freedom to go use one and you don't, that would probably indicate you didn't really like it. If you're in Avini and, you know, you're representing the product, you want to be a beneficiary. You want to be like full-time RVer, like Diane is, only a full-time Avini person if possible, that this is important and valuable enough to you, fun enough. She always says it's fun. It's really a cool thing to get to be exposed to and to know and get to do. Thank you, Tony, for arranging it, and everybody who spoke, brilliant presentations once again today.
And thank you, Chip. You're just always on the spot, and brilliant summaries and heartfelt summaries, and we can't do it without you. We so appreciate you. Everyone, so grateful that you're here. These calls always begin with a prayer, hoping that it falls on the right ears. And if you're listening, we're so grateful that you're here. Take whatever peace works for you and share and be a miracle for someone. That's the intention.